Indiana doctors are some of the first in the country to use a new tool that increases the ability to extract clots from the head, which can reduce the damage from a stroke. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Jill Sheridan talked to Goodman Campbell brain and spine surgeon Dr. Dan Saline about a newly approved device called the EmboTrap 2 that can change a stroke patient's outcome for the better.
Doctor, can you explain, you know, how you and your colleagues became, you know, some of the first in the nation to be using this device?
We have one of the largest stroke practices in the country. And when I say stroke practice, I mean we're the physicians who use catheters, long skinny plastic tubes, to thread them up through the artery in the leg, up into the artery in the brain, and mechanically extract a blood clot or a little plug that's blocking an artery in the head in the setting of an acute ischemic stroke, a stroke caused by blockage of an artery in the head, where the brain on the distal to that blockage is slowly or sometimes rapidly dying. And so when this new tool was being introduced, they came to us first to ask if we would like to be the first users, and we accepted.
Oh, what did you think when you first used this new tool?
The tool is the latest offering in a broader category of tools called stent retrievers that we abbreviate as Stentrievers. Essentially, it's an expandable stent connected to a wire that acts a little bit like a rake. The stent is compressed into a very small catheter. We thread that catheter into the head, past the clot or into the clot. We then push this tool through the catheter, pull the catheter back, allowing the stent to expand in the clot. The stent sort of gets enmeshed in the clot and then acts as a rake to actually extract the clot from the blocked vessel in the head. The EmboTrap is the third of this type of tool to be introduced to the market in the United States. As a broad category, the tools have really revolutionized the care that we're able to provide patients who are having an acute ischemic stroke.
There's something you can do if you're starting to experience a stroke and having those symptoms. Now with this new wave of technology and devices, there's a lot you guys can do.
The first thing that's really probably the most important component of all of this is that patients get to the hospital very, very quickly. Essentially, we are racing the clock. What we say is time is brain, meaning that once an artery in the head is blocked, the brain on the other side of that blockage is, like I said, slowly or sometimes rapidly dying. The brain on that other side of that blockage initially is in what we call sort of a stunned but salvageable state. What we then do is race into the hospital along with a team of technologists and nurses, anesthesiologists, get the patient to our lab as quickly as we possibly can, and do this procedure to go into the artery in the leg, thread the catheters up through the body and into the brain, and mechanically extract that clot. The critical piece of all of that is for patients to get to the hospital quickly. And so we use the acronym FAST, F standing for if you see somebody with any sort of facial asymmetry. A is for arms, ask somebody to lift both their arms, and if that's asymmetric, they can't lift an arm. The S stands for speech, meaning that if there's any abnormality with their speech or understanding of language, you need to get them to the hospital immediately. And the T stands for time.
What personally have you experienced as far as great results with a device like this?
Many, but not all of our results, but many of them are really astonishing. Patients come into the hospital with the inability to move the right side of their body, inability to speak, inability to understand language. And we have patients who literally walk out of the hospital 2 days later. The difference is really astonishing. You're talking about, on the one hand, somebody who might be neurologically devastated. And on the other hand, you're talking about someone who goes on to live a completely normal, functional life.
Thank you so much for showing us the device and speaking with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.